Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
This is Amanda and IIT reading Seeking Serenity. Introduction, The Stressed Columnist. People often chuckle when I tell them I'm a stress columnist. I'll grant that it is an odd title. But the job itself, examining stress and its impacts, has become crucial in modern life. My journey into the stress vortex began in late 2010 when I wrote two series of essays for CNN.com, one about the milestones of my brawl with cancer and the other about parenting toddlers in the wake of a health crisis. A few months after the latter, Mary Carter, who ran CNN Health in those days, asked me to give her a call. "We're going back to the basics," she told me. "We have sex and sleep covered. I need you to write about stress." Stress. Her suggestion blindsided me. I was, in spite of my relative youth, already an old pro at full catastrophe living, that is, constant disaster punctuated by brief periods of quiet. Because of this, stress was my default. It was the normal I accepted as status quo and not something to be questioned. The idea of exploring stress, writing about it, finding ways to manage and alleviate it seemed strange. I was also far more interested in writing about other health topics. 3 years out from a scrape with death, I had a bone to pick with our culture's very linear way of thinking about health and illness. "I want you to take our readers into the stress vortex," she continued. "People are half out of their minds with stress. Tell them how to help themselves." I opened my mouth to protest, to tell Mary that I did not know the first thing about stress, and then closed it. This was.